Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each meditation is customized around our weekly theme. Well, in today's meditation, which is episode 671, you're going to be guided in a meditation with the option to use a chakra meditation technique. Now, you don't have to do the technique if you're not sure what a chakra is or what that's all about. You can still do the meditation and receive all the benefits without doing the technique. But I like to offer a technique because it's a way for you to create a more dynamic meditation, and it's also a way for you to refocus your mind when your mind wanders when you meditate, which it does even for long-time meditators. And you can do the techniques throughout your day. That's one of my favorite reasons for doing meditation techniques, is that the techniques are parts of your meditation that you can carry with you easily throughout the day when you feel triggered by stress or just want to experience a sense of peace and stillness. Well, I honor you for being here and for giving yourself this time to meditate. It's one of the most important things you could do to enhance all areas of your life. Now, as I record this, I realize I'm coming down with a cold, and so my voice might sound a little bit different. I'm a little bit congested, so just bear with me. I'm going to be guiding you through this meditation, and then after the meditation, I always encourage you to go into your own inner stillness to relax your mind and body and go into your own inner stillness. The meditation techniques and the guided part will help to get you there, but it's always important to be there, and that's only by you breaking away from the technique. When you hear the music stop and you hear me finish guiding you through the meditation, go into your own inner stillness. You get better and better at doing this. And I want to mention that all the different meditation techniques that we've explored throughout this week are over on sipandom.com. That's my website. You can go over to the meditations there. If you look on the podcast, you will see the meditation for this week about non-judgment. Not judging yourself, not judging others, situations, even the weather, what you're eating, the world around you, simply letting it be, allowing everything to be as it is and to transition as it will, always. Whatever's going on in the world today, whatever's going on in your life today, will be transitioning to a new experience. Change is the only constant. That's often what you hear people say, and it is so true as we know it. Every day is a brand new day. Every meditation you do is a brand new experience. So we're doing on the private Facebook group, which you are absolutely invited to join. It's free, and you can go over to Sip and Om Facebook page and send me a message to say, hey, please add me to your private Facebook group, and I'll gladly add you. And you can also find a place to join the private group in the resources section of all the different meditation series. Well, every week we do a challenge, a meditation challenge, where we focus on the weekly theme. So our challenge, of course, this week is not to be so judgmental. And so as you do this meditation, think about where you might be judging yourself, another person, or a situation in your life a little too harshly. And just keep this in your mind and in your thoughts as you go about your days this week. And bring in that awareness. It's not as though you have to go out and, you know, suddenly change all your thoughts within the week's time. Simply become aware of where you harbor judgment, and also, most especially, why you might be doing this. And there's probably no time in our lives where we're not judging even a little bit some aspect of our life. And so think about if there has been a pattern. If you think about the past 5 years, let's say, or the past decade, and you think about what you might be judging today, consider if it's the same thing, if this is just a vicious cycle, or maybe, and this is very likely, it's just become a habit. Our thoughts become wired into habits the more consistently we think of something, the more we're exposed to something, the more our brain starts to form a neural pathway to where we are addicted to that kind of thought. So that's why when you start a ritual such as meditation, you definitely can change your thoughts. And consistency is truly the key to doing this. And if you think, oh, I'll never be able to really sit down and meditate longer than, say, 15 minutes. Well, when you do this consistently, when you sit consistently and you start off slowly for just a few minutes at a time, you truly build inner reserves. And over time, exposing yourself to this consistently, you change the prefrontal part of your brain, your prefrontal lobes. And this is the part of your brain that helps you to manage your response to stress. So when you're triggered by stress, you still react, you still notice the stress, but you more quickly recover. It's kind of like if you exercise. Let's say you do yoga or some other kind of exercise where you do a lot of stretching, where you become limber and your muscles become toned. Well, let's say that you had an accident. Well, if you are already toned and limber, you're going to likely recover much more quickly than someone who just does not have that muscle tone, or their muscles are really short, their ligaments are short. So they're going to recover much more slowly. So you could think of your thoughts in this way. The more you expose yourself to anything, the more you're going to habitually adopt that thought. So that's why it's so important to guard your environment and surround yourself with people who inspire you and lift you up. That doesn't mean you have to, you know, suddenly cut off people who may be challenging. It just means that it's important to become aware of who might be triggering stress within you. A lot of times it's our family members or our loved ones. And so it's not as though we're going to just isolate ourselves and, you know, suddenly meet all these people who support us. But what you can do is cultivate your own thoughts. And this is going to impact the way others treat you, how they respond to you. And if you can, as much as you can, get excited about different things in your life and start to put more of your attention on those qualities and those people and those situations where you can feel at your best, you at your finest. So this meditation I'm going to guide you through is going to connect you to what makes you excited, what lights you up. And I often do a chakra meditation like this because it's so vitally important to pursue your passions, to go out there as much as you can and be authentic to who you are, the way you do things, your essence, and to share that as much as possible, because this is what I have seen in working with hundreds of people privately and with myself as well, that this is truly how people kind of get stuck out of a rut. So notice your thoughts, notice where you hold judgment this week and in today's meditation, just become aware of it, and then focus on what lights you up and what makes you passionate and excited to get up out of bed in the morning, and just take small steps to spending more time with people who help you out in that area, or learning about different things that really excite you. So now let's get you meditating. Go ahead and sit up straight wherever you are, straighten your spine, and begin to relax the different areas of your body where you notice that you hold tension. So close your eyes, keep them slightly uplifted even as they're closed, never in a forced way, just gently uplifted. Relax your face and your jaw. Soften your throat. Relax your neck and your shoulders. Relax your arms and your hands. Place your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward. You can place them in the mudra that we did yesterday. To do this mudra, which helps you to experience forgiveness, compassion, this mudra is where you simply tap your little finger with your thumb, and your other fingers just fall gently outward. So using both hands, just tap your thumb with your little finger, and your other fingers are extended outward. This is also a great mudra for your eyes, and I like that because I think it is symbolic of how when you see the truth, it's easier to become more tolerant and less judgmental. We've all met people whom we may have judged harshly, but once we got to know them, we could have tolerance and more compassion for them. Be especially gentle with yourself in regard as you hold this mudra. You can hold the mudra for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. Relax your stomach. Let it hang out gently, not sucking it in. Let it relax. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Beautiful. Now begin to notice your breath and honor how you're breathing right now. Honor exactly how you're feeling right this moment. Not forcing your breath, allowing yourself to gradually become calmer. Inhale and exhale through your nose. Spine is straight, eyes uplifted gently as they're closed. Shoulders, stomach, jaw relaxed. So bring your awareness to your fourth chakra, which is right at your heart. The fourth chakra influences your heart, your lungs, your breast, your diaphragm, circulation, your arms and hands, and the element is air. It's right at your dorsal center or your heart. And when you're focused on your heart chakra, it helps to open up devotion and compassion. Love. And sometimes if you're meditating on this chakra, you could hear a bell or a gong type of sound. Now, don't worry if you don't hear anything as you meditate on this chakra, but when you do meditate with the chakras quite a bit, many people do hear the inner sounds of yourself. The color is green and the metal is copper and the gemstone is the diamond. As you do this meditation, your heart, notice the people you love, and notice where you feel you want to express love in your life. What does this look like to you? Notice if shapes or colors or symbols come to mind. Notice what this feels like. What in your life right now gives you this feeling of love? Sit in silence, absorbing this beautiful sensation. Focusing on your fourth chakra and what love in your life would feel like. As you expand yourself more outwardly, with love and compassion, you notice judgments drop away. Continue your meditation, feeling love, what that feels like for you. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.